What is good, folks? I'm with, the word is Mark. Alongside me is Converse with Cutty. How are you today, Mr. Cutty?
What's going on?
So we just came off the back of episode 6 of NBA Talk Playoffs. If you are into the NBA and watching the playoffs, go and check those out. They are in between me and Converse with Cutty, so be sure to favourite both to keep up with the episodes as we go forward. Now, something that Converse with Cutty brought up in that was Far Cry, which is a game that Cutty Christmas looked into along with another member of the Lost Kings Club, Frizzy. I'm not sure if they jumped into any gameplay together yet, but it's something that I didn't jump into because I played Primal and then I wasn't too sure whether I really wanted to jump into the next Far Cry and the way it was going to go. It did look interesting at a point after release and looking at the trailers and whatnot, but Converse with Cutty, without further ado, what do you think of Far Cry and have you given up?
Okay, I'm just going to give everybody the spoilers ahead. Spoilers, just raining spoilers on you. But when I started the game, and by the way, I've played Far Cry Primal, but as far as regards to is it the best Far Cry out, I don't know. I haven't played all of them to compare them. But what I will say is, you know, everything seems really familiar with it being Ubisoft. If you played Ubisoft games, you're pretty familiar with the layout of everything. So if you play GTA, you kind of know what the HUD looks like and a little bit of the tone of it. And Far Cry definitely delivered. Far Cry 5 definitely delivers on that, instead of, you know, a little chisel or a little spear, you got your MP5 or your 9mm to handle things in this updated game. Definitely you got the Ubisoft feel with Watch Dogs or Rainbow Six. You play any of those games, it's all there. It's all embedded in the game. But I really found the story intriguing from the very beginning. It's really, you're definitely in the story. You're embedded in the story right away. You're engaged. They kind of throw you right into it. It's a great intro for a lot of people to play a lot of games, watch a lot of movies. It's a story you've seen before, but I think the story is strong enough. The plot's strong enough to carry the game. But let's go from that point on. So when I did play this, it was fun enough to do all these things, but it does get repetitive. So if you're playing in small fragments, not a problem. But if you're playing straight through, it's going to get pretty boring. So that's what happened. And that kind of leads me to now with I did play with the Blue Man, a.k.a. Frizzy. He brought me along, and where he brought me along was actually towards near the end of the story. So he's down towards the last two of the main bosses you got to take care of. And that was honestly enough for me to finish. I finished out the game with him. So there was a lot of the middle part of the other two bosses we had to go after, but it honestly was enough for me. And I'm glad I didn't play single player doing this. It was fun at first. And then I enjoyed the experience because I went co-op after that, and definitely some levels that don't seem very fun if you're doing it by yourself. Very helpful with co-op. So is it worth the $60? I would say no. 60, whatever you're playing. If you're buying it off some guy in the street and he's charging you $80, I feel bad for you, but just wait till it goes on sale. You know, just get it around $30, $25, something like that. Or if your friend's going to let you borrow it, do something like that. But I wouldn't say it's worth the new price. And yeah, they may come out with some DLC. Still, I wouldn't recommend paying full price for Far Cry 5.
Would you say it's definitely a co-op experience kind of title? And just all around with titles being more focused on online and co-op, do you think that's a good move for the gaming industry?
Yeah, it really was fun to do because you have your guns for hire, so you can even have AI that's actually not bad. The AI is pretty smart and they help you out. You know, you've if you're a gamer, you've handled that AI that are basically doing nothing and getting in your way, as a matter of fact, of you trying to accomplish a mission. So the AI helps. I will say being in the being as a passenger in the car, definitely fun. Spraying the forest with your Tech Nine or your machine gun, definitely fun to do. Hiding in the bushes, sneaking up, just taking a different approach as far as how you're gonna take over a certain area. That's fun too. So it does feel like a unique experience when you're playing. Driving was okay, but being a passenger was definitely fun. It's a little unpredictable. But it's definitely cool co-op. But what I do like about what Far Cry 5 did is that you have to liberate one island first before you unlock the co-op features. So before you can do any online stuff, you have to take care of one island first, and then it's definitely a good tutorial to set you up. So you do get a bit of that single player feel. So you're gonna know both ways for the game. And that's the episode. That's the podcast. That was my Far Cry 5 experience. You definitely check it out. You know, I'm not saying don't, it's not a terrible game, but I think they're onto something as far as this goes. Because they got a lot of things right. You know, the story felt good. I mean, really, how do you beat that? How do you beat the repetitiveness of what Far Cry 5 is? You don't want to shorten the game. I don't know. The co-op thing really adds a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm being unfair. I don't know what to. I don't know what the answer is for that.
Out of 10, what's the verdict?
Don't want to be too hard on the game. 6.5. I'll give it 6.5.
Six
Because I'm
points.
too chicken to, I'm too chicken to give it a 6 because it was better than a 6, but not it was definitely not a 7. So I'm gonna stick to 6.5 on it.
So, bullet point wise, pro co-op, and cons would be single player vehicle movement. What would you say?
We did encounter a pretty bad glitch, co-op style towards the end. The screen went all white, but I think you're gonna have that in certain games. But if anybody else plays it and is dealing with that certain point, we were able to get past that. But just know that that's there, and you're gonna have to reload. So the gunfire, the audio files were not terrible. You know, I would like to have, like The Last of Us, I really felt like, you know, the gunfire was there. You were doing a lot of savage things, but you know, when that gunfire is too soft, kind of bugs me. So the shotgun audio was good, but I'm just not sure when it comes to the machine guns. Flying was awesome too. I'll add that. It was cool being, like I said, a passenger. That experience, be a dropped down via helicopter from the other player, and they go up and they're shooting from the air, and you're handling things on the ground. Definitely cool. But yeah, it's a 6.5. It's not below that, in my opinion.
So it's kind of a basic build for what they could come up with next.
I don't, you know, I think so. I think you really can't change too much besides a really good story. And I will say this, you know, I was disappointed in the ending. I won't give the ending away, but think that there could have been something a little different. But like I said, all you can really do with Far Cry, right, is change the location. And I did
Yeah,
like
I think.
the story. I did like the story.
So, where did this, I guess, kind of without spoilers, did the story kind of live up to the hype of what they kind of put across? Because they kind of made out it was a like a religious tyrant
Yeah.
type of deal.
Yeah, you definitely they did a really good job. I don't know if you've seen the short film that accompanied Far Cry. It's pretty it's really weak, but it does a good job of setting the theme of Far Cry 5. I think they did a good job as far as the gameplay goes and that all happening. Because you do have to help some people who are captured, and you do want to take those guys down. It does a good job of instigating you to do those type of things, and to do it very savagely too. Because I mean, there were points where I could have used my gun, but I chose to use my metal bat because it was fun. Yeah, it's not. It's not something I would say skip. Not a game I'd say to skip at all.
Okay, so it's kind of a stepping stone to whatever they come up with next.
It could be, yeah.
I'm glad that you brought up the.
Far Cry in space or something. Just don't do that. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I think if Ubisoft worked with Bethesda, then you could definitely look out for that. But I'm kind of glad you brought up the movie thing because they did the same for The Division and I've done the same for Assassin's Creed. Do you think that's something that they can move into next? Something where, I don't know, they can kind of jump between.
I think it helps, but don't expect any Oscar-worthy type of film to accompany the game. But yeah, it's something you could throw in there. Maybe something you could watch that's embedded in the game. Because it's cool to see cutscenes, and it's cool to like take a little break too. So it's all part of the recipe. But I mean, it's nothing new. You have a lot of like Resident Evil would do that too, and definitely Lego Batman. I don't know if you play Lego Batman, but everything you see in the cutscenes, they turn into a film, so they kind of double dipped in that angle. But why not? Why not?
Okay, so thank you for your review of Far Cry. What would any additional comments, plugs?
Since we're just on the talk of Ubisoft, I wasn't a fan of the DLC that they unlocked for Rainbow Six that came about, with dealing with the outbreak.
Zombie thing.
Yeah, the zombie thing. It just wasn't, I didn't feel the urgency, and things were too tight. Like I get what they were trying to do, but it just wasn't there, the feel of it.
We're seeing this recording of on Ubisoft now. I will move across to The Division. So would you move back into that? Because obviously we both kind of gave that bad reviews.
Yeah,
And people have kind of said.
I still I'm just yeah, I'm not a fan of The Division. It wasn't fun. I do recall the trailers and the hype, and I was looking forward to doing all that and the co-op aspect, but it just wasn't. It became a chore to play that. It wasn't really very fun to play. I'm trying to think of the one you played with the Fast Bison. What was the one, that zombie one?
Oh,
Trying to think of that.
something like Dying Light, is it?
Oh, Dying Light. Yeah, Dying Light.
What's
Now that was fun to play. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen something like that. Like, Dying Light. Just a better survival game as far as the Division went, but a way you do that with the gameplay in Dying Light. So, because Dying Light was a good game. If you could find the constant co-op partner, you could have a good time in that game. But the Division just was too disappointing. And I would hope like The Last of Us 2 does something co-op besides the survival aspect of like a 4v4 team where you actually can co-op and do that. Like Resident Evil did. Resident Evil 5, that was really fun to play. Yeah, it was a little glitchy here and there, but still was excellent to play. But Watch Dogs on Ubisoft, it's fun to play. Like I said, if you have somebody who are doing what they need to do as a co-op partner, because I found myself being held back by the co-op partners, and it actually can get frustrating because you're trying to accomplish them and they're not doing the parts they need to do, and there's a lot of time that you invest just to set up the initial mission. So yeah, it's not all Ubisoft's fault as much as we bag on them.
Yeah, that the Watch Dogs reference kind of reminds me of Grand Theft Auto's heist. In that,
yeah, same thing. Yeah, you get some.
Yeah, you got some
other players that are not, you know, on the same page as you.
Yeah, questionable associates. But, like, going along the lines of Ubisoft, will you go back to the Wildlands at any point? Because they're releasing year 2 of DLC. And obviously that brings back Splinter Cell, Sam Fisher, that whole deal.
Yeah, honestly, I did like Wildlands. That was fun. We actually had a chance to play. Initially, we played some things, and that was fun. We did have some trouble taking over a certain base, I do recall. That was a pain in the ass, but I think because we were down a man, it was just you and I. So that was actually fun to play. Like I said, you know, it depends on who you have, because when I was playing Wildlands after, there were people on, you know, they're on a different island. They're not even trying to do what you're doing. And I had another guy go idle because his pizza man showed up. So there he was, and I'm trying to infiltrate the base. And yeah, I mean, Watch Dogs 2, Wildlands, it's the same thing. You find some good crew to play with, and then you guys can do a lot of damage and have a lot of fun. So if you're not necessarily one to handle a shootout, you can run intel, just be the intel for the rest of the group. So you find your little spot and what you like about the game.
See, Wildlands is kind of a funny one because I'm finding myself playing it more now. And we should do something with that sometime. But thinking back at when it first came around, the mission that you're mentioning, was it the one where Quackers, so your brother, kind of disappeared on us?
No, that was after. Wait, I'm trying to think. That might have been it. But no, we did one later where I think I got stuck in a box or something. But that was But there was somebody, I don't know if it was Frizzy or Quack, that had to leave, and so we were down. I'm pretty sure three of us could have handled that, could have taken that base down, but two was fairly difficult. We kept dying. Whatever approach we took, stealthy or run and gun, it was really tough, but we did quite well as a duo. But yeah, the third man really helps, really adds an angle when you're trying to hit the base.
Yeah, I think we were missing that Bad Boys music that day. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, I think it is that one.
I think that was a time limit one, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. Trying to recall, but I just,
I remember.
as a duo, you know, you got one man who could snipe, but then you really got a one man team going in. So yeah, two guys going in, one guy sniping outside. It's just, it needed a third man when we did that.
I remember Frizzy kind of threw it aside quite early because of some random that jumped on the kind of bandwagon of everything, and Frizzy got a little frustrated there, if you recall that.
Yeah, he's unpredictable when it comes to games. Games that I think that are trash for him, he actually loves. So I don't know. I don't know what that guy's thinking. But that becomes its own podcast itself. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's I'm glad we touched on Ubisoft. It's good to get that out there. But of course, you never know. You got to change the title, Ubisoft Talk or something. But yeah, it's good to cover Ubisoft.
I think we could probably do a part two of Ubisoft at some point because there's obviously the side of Battlefield and Battlefront and all of the talk of the DLC and crates and all that stuff, but I'm not sure if we want to get into that at that point, at this point.
No, not right now, but looking forward to the GTA questions. Red Dead, if that's on the menu, because we have covered that a couple times, but things do change. So
When do you want to shoot that? Do you want to shoot that tomorrow, or when do you want to do?
not sure about tomorrow because we got to cover the NBA podcast, but we'll see. That's one we can do on some downtime, probably. Maybe this weekend,
Okay.
something like that.
Yeah, it works. So, should we tie this one up for Ubisoft Part 1 with Combos with Cutty, which featured a Far Cry review, talk of Wildlands, Watch Dogs,
We have
Siege,
Rainbow Six
which.
Siege. Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. Sounds good to me there. By the way, we're coming off a back to back from some NBA talk. So if you are an NBA fan, also check out the previous podcast on the Word is Mark.
And part one was Convos with Cutty, I believe. Part one and three.
Not as technical as you probably. I label them differently. But yeah, we'll call it that. We can call it part one.
Okay, so the next one tomorrow for the NBA will be on Convos with Cutty's channel and Gaming Talk, possibly Saturday or something like that. Just be sure to favorite here, The Word is Mark, and over with Converse with Cutty. Instagram for The Word is Mark, Twitter, and then Converse with Cutty is Twitter, Anchor, and YouTube. Do you want to say about your special episode? We may as well get it across here as well.
Oh,
You've
by the way,
been a
we are doing the gaming podcast. So I do live stream on YouTube, do some videos upload. So my 600th video is coming up. I still have no idea what to do it on, but I do want to make it special. So it's going to be something special to me. Maybe not special to you, but just something I enjoy doing. I don't want to force the 600th video and have it be nothing enjoyable for me. So, if it's a 30 for 30, maybe, but 30 for 30s, like I told you, they do take a lot out of you when you do them. It's just constant grind, which is fun, but gets a little dull after a lot of drop off of people who do or don't show up, you know. So we'll see what it is. It might just be a 2K game, NBA 2K game, or maybe a GTA mission or something like that. Maybe Fortnite, who knows? We'll see. By the way, can I plug somebody else on here? His name's Draw Fox. He's new to YouTube. He's pretty funny. He's funny on my streams, Fortnite. He's been doing that, so he's got a squad. He welcomed me into the Fortnite club, showed me some stuff. So he's new to YouTube, so check him out. I hope he posts a video at some point. We'll see. He said he was, but we'll see what the follow through is on that one. So DRAFOX on YouTube.
There we go. So we'll check you next time.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.